It's time to watch The Muppets with special guest Buddy Rich.
Jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping.
Oh, oh my god, you know what's so funny is I almost wanted to go.
This is your night. Dancing.
Are we just doing jock jams together? Yeah. Like we can make our
dancing
own little.
Dancing free until the morning light. Together forever, cause this is your night. Everything is gonna be alright.
What's the one? I can't do this.
With you.
I feel like other improv skills I do possess. I can't do this one right now.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Megan, okay, so you're going to Hong Kong again for work. So I brought you, not brought you, but I have some Game Boy games to lend you.
Oh my God, you are a lifesaver.
You ready? So we talked on a past episode a few weeks ago about you having never played Pokemon. And I would love for you to give Pokemon Yellow version a shot.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Right. And so now I bought this one for the show ages ago. And let's see if it makes the music.
I cannot wait to play this Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Let's see. So I have another game to lend to you. Oh, wow. This is so fucking cool. Oh, my God. This just, I don't know. This doesn't sound anything like the Muppet Show to me. But
it just
I got
sounds
you
like Game Boy games.
It just sounds like video games. So I have Jim Henson's The Muppets for you to play also. And I just noticed in the credits in the title screen, it says featuring the voice talents of Richard Hunt, Frank Oz, and Steve Whitmire. That's so fucking cool.
Cuz
this game came out in 99.
Oh,
so like that Richard Hunt's voice, and so did Richard. So like that Richard Hunt be featured as a voice actor on a Game Boy game. So and then I figured,
wow, this one's see through.
Like who? That's because that's a Game Boy Color game.
Okay, I do have a Game Boy Color.
And then a tried and true classic Tetris.
Oh yeah,
you can't save on this for some reason. The battery, I guess, is dead. But if you're just looking to like. You have a podcast going and you're just being kind of mindless. You have like 16 hours to pass or something, right?
Yeah.
So bring some batteries and play some like weird old shitty video games.
I know. And I can't get myself into a Harry Potter hole again because I got depressed afterwards.
Do not do that.
The Gold in My Ear movie is on the flight. Mm-hmm. I might watch that. The Ferrari movie is on the flight. The
okay.
Wonka movie. I don't know if I want to watch
that. I've
heard
good things about
it.
Yeah.
And the
love
Hunger Games.
Charlemagne.
And the Hunger Games. He's very cute. He looks like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I like him in that, like, leather suit in Dune. I think that's kind of hot. But I don't know who's hotter. Like, Zendaya takes the show. Zendaya is just, it's unfair that somebody looks like that.
Have you seen, like, the press photos of Zendaya in, like, a full robot costume at the premiere of Dune 2? And it's like, hi, I like robots.
Yeah,
she looks like an android and it's working? Like,
I'm an alien from outer space.
I don't know.
Oh my
right?
God, yes.
Holy shit.
She looks like Metropolis. You know
yes.
the... Yeah.
Yep. She looks exactly like that.
Oh my God. And there's... Yo, but her ass is out. she got her booty out. Look at that ass.
Oh, I haven't seen turned around. Damn. Wow.
Perfect cheeks. I mean, fucking perfect. It's not fair. Anyway.
Oh man. Megan,
some, like,
I think we're supposed to be talking
about
the Muppet Show.
Okay. Are supposed to talk about the Muppet Show, but this is what my coworker just sent to me. Speaking of Harry Potter.
Holy shit. A Harry Potter, like, style will say... Castle cat scratch post. I'm sorry. There's 1, 2, 3,
it's
4,
like
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's No more. There's 9 cats in this cat
condo.
That's
a lot of cats.
You have, and as, that's coming from someone who has a lot of cats.
Okay, can I tell you something about the cats? So I was like, I want more cats because.
Oh my God. Because you have toxoplasmosis.
Well, but no, I don't.
Megan, you have 4 cats those listening at home.
They don't cuddle with you all the time. So I thought if I had 4, at least one would cuddle
You'd
with
always
me.
Have
like, I'd
one.
Always have one. That's not how it works.
No.
Don't do that.
You have one who's not a cuddler, right? In
no.
that batch already.
You can barely touch them. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pearl. But it's like it exponentially greatens the amount of cat litter
mm-hmm.
and cat mess litter
yeah.
that you have to clean up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of poop with 4 cats. It's mm-hmm. and
I'm sure.
cat pee-pees.
I'm sure.
And I've realized that cats are literally disgusting.
Cats are absolutely disgusting. And they always want to touch you with their little poopy hands.
And it's so...
My cat wants to touch you on your face with his little poopy
What's
hands.
Crazy is that in Islam, cats are okay. They're clean. They're considered clean, not haram.
No,
yeah.
Wrong.
I know. But then I was talking to Lisa about this, and
that's
she was
the one
like,
thing Islam
that's
has
because wrong. When they were in the desert and the cats didn't live inside with them full time, they like cleaned them. They weren't pooping in a litter box. They were
the
like.
The world was their litter box.
Yeah, the world
they
was.
Lived in
yeah,
sand.
They lived in sand. And I was like, that's fair. But cats are. I wouldn't let the cat crawl on your prayer mat now.
No.
I'm just saying. Yuck.
Yeah. Why don't you get me started? Megan, we watched the Buddy Rich episode of The Muppet Show, episode 522, airing in the UK on February 15th, 1981, and in the US on May 16th, 1981.
Wait, can you read that again?
You want these dates again?
Yeah, the dates.
February 15th,
February
1981,
May, okay.
And in the US, May 16th, 1981.
Yeah, it's so crazy how...
It was a big spread.
How, like, the... And if you Google the episode listing, and I know we've gone over this in past seasons, but they're all screwed up.
Yeah.
None of them make any sense. So, like, the order that we're going in the Disney order, fine.
Yes.
Right? And it's the Muppet Wiki order. It goes hand in hand, right?
Yes. For the most part, it does.
For the most part, yeah.
I believe there was a burp or two in some past seasons.
A burp
I don't remember
or two.
Exactly
that
why.
That sounds like a compound word.
Burp or two?
A burp or two.
Okay, right. So
Buddy.
Can we start here? Bernard Buddy Rich was an American jazz drummer, songwriter, conductor, and bandleader. He is considered one of the most influential drummers of all time. Born September 30th, 1917, and he died April 2nd, 1987.
Oh, he's a Libra.
Rich was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, in the United States. He discovered his affinity for jazz music at a young age and began drumming at the age of 2.
Wow. And he holds the drumstick jazz style. You could see it.
Delight,
when he,
yes.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with him at all. I feel like I've heard his name before. When he gets to his drum off later on in the episode, he is very good.
But I was very surprised to hear him introduce himself in the cold open with Pops
as like, you know, oh, your famous drummer, Buddy Rich. Like, that's so, I don't know. It struck me as really interesting that, like, drummer was enough of a reason to be guest host.
Can I read you something?
Mm-hmm.
Rich was notoriously short-tempered. Singer Dusty Springfield slapped him after several days of putting up with Rich's insults and showbiz sabotage. He had a rivalry with my grandma's hometown hero, Frank Sinatra, which sometimes ended in brawls when they were members of Tommy Dorsey's band. Wow. Nevertheless, he remained lifelong friends, and Sinatra delivered a eulogy at Rich's funeral in 1987.
87? Wow. He was only 69. Nice.
He underwent a quadruple bypass surgery.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow. So he sounds like a tough guy to be around.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Maybe there might be some notes at the end of this that say, like, if he was a tough guy to be around back then. You know? I mean, this is towards the... So, he passed in 87. This episode is from 81. You know? If he was notoriously difficult, do you think he got better with age?
Don't men get worse with age? They
Most
get old
the
man
time.
Syndrome. No offense.
Megan, I know it. I'll get it. Don't worry.
Huh? What? No, I was right. I never said that. I love that. That's that. These are old man syndromes things. Uh-huh. I never told you to
I
do that.
I never said
that. I never said that.
I was so good to you kids. Buddy enters the theater and notices the lights flickering. Pops informs him there's a problem with the electricity.
What was that? Somebody testing my chair?
No. We're having power trouble. Nothing to worry about.
Good. I just won't sit down.
So I forgot that this is the episode where the lights are going to go out the whole time that we read in the synopsis last week.
Baby, when the lights go out. I don't know the rest of the song. I don't even know where that's from, to be honest with you. Bliss.
When the lights go out. Is that 98 degrees? That's one of those, right?
It's one of those.
It's like not Backstreet Boys, not NSYNC. It's like the other ones.
It's like a pre-9/11 weird place, mm-hmm. I think. Pop.
Baby, all the words cannot express. I love it, tenderness. I know, like, the inflection.
I forgot about that song.
Right? I can't think of... Let me show what it's all about.
That's a different song, but very similar.
Is it a different song?
Very similar. Maybe
Let me
the same
chuck
song.
This to you. This is the pin that I found the other day of myself taking a bath with Ernie.
Oh, my God. I forgot to look for mine. Isn't I have that to. So funny? This, but Doug, can I tell you? You are so cute.
Liz.
You're precious.
So when we were going through.
No wonder why your mom and dad wanted more kids. Look at how cute you are.
We went through photos at my grandmother's house the other day, and my wife said, wow, you really grew into your forehead. That I had a huge forehead.
First of all,
as a child.
That is so something Liz would say. That's very Liz.
During the Muppet Show theme, when Gonzo blows his trumpet,
so
a long, blue, furry arm wearing a boxing glove punches him in the side of the head.
Whose
really
long, blue,
this.
Furry arm is that?
To me, that looks like Harry Monster from Sesame Street. Or, where'd
Cookie?
Blue Frackle go? Remember Blue Frackle?
No, but it's a fuzzy arm.
Yeah, Blue Frackle had fuzzy arms.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wonder why Jim wanted this guy on the show.
In the opening here, it just says, Kermit is confused as the lights go on and off.
Kermit's confused why this guy's here.
I think so. I'm confused why he's here.
Me too.
I don't know. This episode, I'm like, well, at least I have those video games to give Megan. We can talk about that.
Well,
maybe.
Actually, what
maybe
I was
some...
what I was thinking, I was like, it would be really exciting if they had, like, I was like, when was Neil Peart born? Because that's... it would be, like, way better if they had, like...
Like, redo this episode.
Yeah.
Now with Neil Peart.
Yeah.
Now with Travis Barker. Now with...
Yeah.
Don't make that face at me. You know Travis Barker's a good drummer.
He's a great drummer.
He's a great drummer.
We all know that he's a great drummer.
But, like, you know, yeah, I feel like there's other drummers who... Wasn't there a drum-off on The Muppet Show already? Who was the one who played, like, slap drum, like a...
Why wasn't Frank Zappa on The Muppet Show? And, like, his drummer.
That's a good question. All his songs about diarrhea.
Yeah. That would be great. Frank Zappa would be great with the Muppets. Can I just tell you that? I think so.
I guess so. I don't see why not.
Maybe, maybe not.
For the opening number, Fozzie leads the cast in singing Good Day Sunshine.
Wait. What? Early in his career, Pert's performance style was deeply rooted in hard rock. He drew most of his inspiration from drummers such as Keith Moon, Ginger Baker, and John Bohem, players who at the time were at the forefront of British hard rock scene. As time passed, he began to emulate jazz and big band musicians,
ooh,
such as Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich.
I was going to say the name. That's crazy.
So
okay, so Neil Peart is actually a pretty good, like, let's get this episode. Let's reboot this episode with Neil Peart.
Let's do it.
So for the opening number, Fozzie leads the cast in singing Good Day Sunshine. But there's a blackout. They switch to Dancing in the Dark. I was so delighted when this opened with all of these little freaky creeps.
As flowers?
Scooter, Gonzo, Piggy Sue, as you say. And New Zealand as flowers.
Okay.
I loved it.
This is what made me like Scooter. Scooter looks so adorable as that little star buttercup flower.
He really does. I love that Fozzie, like Frank fucking sang this in
Fozzie's voice.
Speaking
and
voice.
And it was great.
It was so good.
It was great. I loved this.
I really loved this.
I wish it
would have been able to come to a completion instead of getting changed to
Dancing
in the Dark.
But he, like Frank really deserves... this episode is a Frank episode. He deserves an award.
Yeah.
And he's so
big Frank.
And it's so funny that they were in the gym book anyway. They were like bored with doing the Muppets at this time, and yet they're just better than ever at doing the Muppets at this time.
It's so sad that there's no season 6. We are at like the height of the
I am getting upset that we're going to finish this. Like I am
left after this.
I'm upset.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. We have two episodes, two feature length movies with Jim still around. Jim and Richard still around. You know? With these characters. That's really... That's not enough, man.
I mean, I'm happy I've never seen those movies because they'll be new to me.
Yeah. But I think you're gonna love Manhattan. There's some pretty good cameos in that one.
And it's like a Frank extravaganza.
Piggy works at a makeup counter with Joan Rivers in that movie. Like, I'm sorry...
Spoilies.
...to have spoiled that for you, but...
I can't wait.
How the fuck? How could you not love that?
I love it already. But this was so cute. Scooter is so fucking cute as a little flower.
Yeah.
And when I first saw this and they said Dancing in the Dark, I thought they said Dancer in the Dark, and I was like, oh no, the Bjork movie. Oh,
there's a Bjork movie called Dancer in the Dark?
Yeah, like pre Lady Gaga Dancer in the Dark. Yes. Uh-huh. And it's Bjork plays like this. I think she's a mom in the movie. She plays this woman who's going blind.
Uh-huh.
And she, like, works at a factory. And I think she's, like, fairly poor. And at the end of the movie, she fucking goes blind. It's so sad.
That sounds horrible.
It's so... I don't recommend watching it. It's so... Bjork's amazing, and I love Bjork, but the movie is so sad. I was gutted afterwards.
Uh-huh. When you were watching this today, or whenever, whatever, when you watched these episodes that we've recorded,
I actually watched this yesterday.
Did you see the little ad in the top of Disney Plus that says Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert is coming to Disney Plus?
Oh, no. Yes, I did.
See, I said to my wife, I'm like, I don't necessarily like Taylor Swift. Like, I don't like Taylor Swift at all. I understand the allure. I think she's very talented, whatever. She's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested to see what that tour film looks like. In a world where there are not very many theatrically released concert films. You know?
This is the one that was released in theater,
just
right?
Over the summer. Yeah. So she released one over the summer. Beyonce released one over the summer. And, like, then, before then, like, Justin Bieber put out one. One Direction put out one. Like, these...
Dude, Metallica totally started this. Metallica, didn't they do it in, like, IMAX or something?
I was
going
to say Metallica. I looked this all up. So, it kind of makes sense to me. BTS, Justin Bieber, Hannah Montana, Katy Perry. Like, these acts that appeal to a younger crowd, mm-hmm. that makes sense to find a wider audience... When your fans are teens.
How do we get
and pre-teens,
people to the movies?
You know.
Well, a Taylor Swift concert costs like $500, but a movie ticket, what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So you can bring a group of kids for $15 a piece or whatever if you're going to, like, you know, a higher end theater, right? That makes absolute sense to me to do that. But then things like Metallica released a concert film in 2013, it said. And then U2 had done one in 2008. And then Madonna did one in 91. But then there's, like, this huge gap in time where you get to Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense. And I'm like, I love Stop Making Sense so much, but it's like, I can't even really figure out why the fuck they did that. You know, beyond David Byrne's, like, very experimental sensibilities and, like, trying to do different things and keeping things fresh for himself, even. You know, like, that's how you get to, like, the spectacle that is Stop Making Sense, where it starts as one man with a guitar. And then all of a sudden it builds to Tina's on stage, to Chris is on stage with a huge drum kit, to the stage expands and now there's background singers and there's people with just like all these different kinds of drums and, you know, all it just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes a statement and has like a momentum to it. Versus, I know Taylor Swift does a lot of theatrical things similar to Weird Al Yankovic. Where she's doing costume changes and all this other stuff because it takes place during her different eras, whatever.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But I'm, like, curious as to what that looks like. You know? The spectacle that is a $500 ticket to see Taylor Swift. What do you get for that? What's the value?
Yeah.
Beyond...
People love her.
Like, I know people personally who went and saw her multiple times in you know, like, different degrees of, like, whatever ticket they could get, basically. Like, nosebleedy kind of things. And then I know another person who must have, like, either fucking taken out a loan or something and sat, like, I don't know, the court side, you want to say? Like, at that fucking stage that she's, like, walking, the catwalk that she walks. Like, that's insane.
That it just makes me feel like there's some sort of, like, Josie and the Pussycats, like,
yes,
brainwashing thing going
Absolutely.
Like, the songs get stuck in my head, too, but, like, mm-hmm. It's not my thing, right? No, but I'm like, I'll be like, Carmen exactly. is my boyfriend, yes. whatever.
Yeah. I loved the, like, it's me, hi.
Yeah.
I'm the problem. That was very funny.
Very funny,
but yeah. I don't know. So I'm really curious to watch it, is all. And then my wife was like, you absolutely cannot watch that. We can't give any money to her. And I was like, that's the beauty of streaming residuals.
Yeah.
There are none. So she will not get any money from me watching this anyway. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is.
But I don't know. I probably won't end up watching it, but I am still
people
pretty
curious. People were, like, fucking going crazy about her mm-hmm. and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Like, fucking insane. Like,
yeah.
Some people hated it. Some people love it. Some yeah. people blah, blah, blah.
I had, like, an experience where I talked to someone in my shop about how he said, basically, like, I watched the Super Bowl every year, and this is the first year that my daughter showed interest. And she was interested in not just what Taylor was doing, but Taylor got her there, you know? And she's like, and he said, like, and we kind of bonded over, like, football for the first time ever. And it's something that I've been
That's
interested in
cool.
for. That's really cool. You know, like, whatever it takes to get you there. I don't know. It does seem like a whole, like, Illuminati style scheme.
Yeah. Like, oh, the ratings were down last
yeah.
year.
Let's, I totally, I believe all of that shit. Yeah, I believe it all. That, like, Nickelodeon has been trying to, like, get kids interested in football. And
yeah, like, we're running out of fans here.
That whole thing, yes. Of, like, we captured these preteens on Nickelodeon. We have to retain them. So now we'll put them, we'll give them Taylor Swift dating, you know, Mr. Super Bowl himself. The whole thing.
I have to show you something. This is about professional sports, but it's not about football. It's about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple years ago, Nike paid a cool $1 billion to put their Nike logo, to do Nike, you know, mm-hmm. the uniforms.
Yeah.
$1
billion.
$1 billion.
That's some, like, Dr. Evil bullshit.
MLB. You have to see the pants are see-through this year.
The pants are see-through?
It's ridiculous.
Why are the pants see-through?
The players are, like, making fun of it. Oh, is it going to be a freaking video? Let's
okay, so we'll watch this ad for HelloFresh, it looks like, because you are fully sponsored by them at this point. MLB players ad.
Oh, here we go.
What is this?
Yeah, I know.
Is that, like, the tuck-in of the shirt
yeah.
that's visible here?
Yeah, it's a zoom-in.
That's ridiculous.
But it's
Why
funnier.
Are they so sheer?
I know, and they're supposed to be, like, you know, like, professional-grade uniforms are, like, you know how they feel. Like, when you feel like a professional jersey versus, like, a replica.
Megan, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be gross, but, you know, I some people sweat around their butt.
No,
you know.
People definitely sweat around their butt. But anyway, but also, like, you're gonna see someone's cock and balls, like.
Yeah.
Why did I close my laptop? But it's so funny to me that
you closed,
like,
your laptop for dramatic effect.
I did, but I'm like, is
cock
this like
balls.
A ratings thing? Like, I'm gonna
you think
see
so,
my, I'm gonna see,
like,
Aaron Judge's ass sweat. Uh-huh. Like, I'll watch if I know.
I was gonna say it's already working though.
It is.
You're
yeah,
looking for Aaron Judge's ass sweat. Statler and Waldorf wear mining helmets in their box. You think it's better than their usual show? Of course not. Can't hold a candle to it.
Beauregard,
all right is right. Beauregard.
This
tries,
was great.
Beauregard tries to fix the fuse box, but fails. Kermit finds out that Gonzo's air conditioning for his mildew collection is the cause of the power outage.
His Muppet butt looks so weird on the ladder.
Yeah, and like, it added only to the fact that it's Beauregard, so he's, like, already a weird looking dude.
You know what I hate to say about this, but you know when I shouldn't say this. If I shouldn't say it, I shouldn't
say
it.
I'll cut it.
Okay.
if it's not funny.
Well, like, it's not funny, but, like, he literally looks like he's, like, sitting down. You know when people sit down constantly, like.
Yeah, he's got kind of, like, a lean to him.
He has a seat ass.
He has a seat ass.
He has a seat ass, but I really like the fact that Beauregard gets electrocuted.
I really like that he gets electrocuted too. It's this even this photo is very funny.
But even like my grandma now is sitting down all the time. She's getting like a seat ass. Like she's always bended.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, stand up.
Muppets newsflash. The newsman requests a bigger candle, which is provided by Crazy Harry. Naturally, it's no candle. It's a stick of TNT.
It's funny. Season one.
Yes.
These are season one characters. The newsman.
Crazy Harry hasn't been around in a little bit. Yeah.
But he was hard into season one.
Yeah.
Like,
his Fidel Castro looking ass.
Everything blew up.
When he came in and he's like, oh, here's a candle or whatever, I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a stick of dynamite, my dude. You're about to blow up the newsman.
TNT.
Kermit and Buddy react as the lights go on and off in the dressing room. Kermit asks Buddy to do a drum solo, and Buddy takes his sticks and starts drumming everything in sight. Buddy continues tapping on everything in his path on the way out of the dressing room.
Tappa, tappa, tappa.
Down the stairs and finally to the stage. Among those in his path include a ladder, a telephone, a chandelier, Dr. Bunsen's head, and Beaker's helmet. When he hits Bunsen, the sound that it makes is so funny.
So goofy.
Buddy finally drums his way to the stage. Once he sits down at the drum set, the lights go off. Buddy says, when I play a theater, I play the theater.
Okay. I fucking knew
pausing
it.
For dramatic effect?
No, I just want to get to the next scene.
Scooter thinks he's found a solution to the power problem, screwing a light bulb into Beauregard's mouth.
Very Uncle Fester.
It is incredibly Uncle Fester. I love when Uncle Fester does that. What is that to say, though? Like, he conducts electricity as he's been electrocuted so many times? Well, that's probably what they mean now, too. Like, Beauregard got, like, zapped to shit.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just, like, he's
he just has it, yeah.
Or whatever. Beauregard enters Buddy's dressing room, feeling down. Buddy leads him in a duet of You Mustn't Feel Discouraged. Let's see this song. You Mustn't Feel Discouraged, lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, music by Jewel Stein from 1964's Fade In, Fade Out. That's funny.
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 You're doing Animal and I think I'm doing Fozzie.
Funny.
Funny.
And then Animals.
Fade Out, Fade In. We're both doing Frank, though.
fucking love Frank.
This number did I don't know nothing for me. I don't like Beauregard. This episode, so I just scrolled down really quick, and it says in the Disney Plus edits, Disney Plus, the UK spot,
I know,
a transport of delight is cut. Is this the UK spot?
They all have British accents.
It's the bus gag again.
Doug. The baby's in it. The cat with the eye patches in it.
So we didn't get to do this. We didn't see it.
It's an omnibus. Oh, Louise Gold, sing it. Louise Gold has fucking talent.
She really does. We need a Louise Gold book or something.
I need to meet her. But I was pissed. I was like, of course they're going to reuse the bus that they just used a couple episodes ago.
I thought the UK spot was the Bunsen and Honeydew portable beaker
Me
thing
too.
At first. Because it did the... So,
the
okay,
fade
we
out.
Skipped the vet's hospital. Vet's hospital, blah,
wait,
blah, blah.
Wait, no, I need to talk about vet's hospital.
Okay, well, you're the one who caused me to skip it, Megan.
I'm sorry.
So rewinding.
Skip it.
Veterinarian's hospital. While all the lights are out, Dr. Bob tries to operate on one of the electricians who tried to fix the lighting problem in the theater and got a shock.
So Frank has honed in Piggy so much.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Piggy's laugh is now, it's so fucking... She's like, huh, huh, huh. I can't even do it. It's fucking perfect, though.
It's like a blurt. Like
somehow he has gotten even better at doing Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see it. In this yeah. episode, for whatever reason, during Vet's Hospital. And there's something special about this Vet's Hospital, besides the fact that Frank Oz, you don't think he can get any better, and he does.
Yeah.
I love him.
It's because he's running, like, the triathlon in this episode. He's killed it with Fozzie with the opening number, he kills it with Animal later
Funny.
On as the drummer, and then he had to kill it as Piggy. I didn't say Peggy. I said Piggy. Don't worry. So after this ends, it does like a quick weird fade and then comes to the Dr. Butts and Honeybee thing.
So they kept the fade of the UK spot, but they cut the actual UK spot, which I don't know why they cut it.
I don't know.
Is it because they all have British accents? Is that offensive?
I think it's offensive, personally.
Actually,
it's harsh.
I don't know if I told you this, but one of my girlfriend's friends, she I guess, has a little bit of trouble hearing, but she hates British accents.
Oh, really?
And, like, if she watches a TV with British, she's like, oh, God, get that shit off. And I'm just like, who hates British accents? Theirs sounds so much better.
Yeah.
But yeah. When I was watching that, I told you last week, I watched that Windrush documentary, and that was a British doc. Half the time, Lisa was like, can you tell me what they just said? I'm like, can you really not understand what they're saying?
So you watched that British documentary, and I'm going to suppose, at that same time, I was watching another piece of British American media. I watched the Amanda Bynes classic What a Girl Wants for the first time.
Okay.
And holy cow.
How was that?
Don't watch that one.
I won't.
It has none of the
fun. Is that a pre 9/11?
No. 2003,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
It has none of the fun of the Amanda Bynes movies. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it. We did watch Sydney White, which is much better, and She's the Man. She's the Man is great.
Yeah, She's the Man's the only one I've seen.
You just gave me such a face at Amanda Bynes marathon that we just had.
Yeah, like, what's with the Amanda Bynes marathon? Is it because you see the hearts on her face now and you cringe and want to throw up and you're like, oh my God, I've got to watch how I have to remember her a certain way.
Liz and I have been watching, for some reason, bad, like, teen comedies. Female-led teen comedies, I'll say, seems to be the qualifier. From the early aughts. I don't know why, but we just watched the other night, we watched What a Girl Wants. And we were kind of thinking the pivot from there would probably be to watch The Princess Diaries.
Amazing. Lisa had me watch this movie called Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And it's an early Scorsese movie.
Dude, you know, I want to watch that.
Jodie Foster's in it, and she looks like a little dyke in the movie. It's fucking awesome.
Did you know that the TV show Alice, the sitcom, is based on that?
I know.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you, like, the idea of a fucking Scorsese spinning off a sitcom is insane to me.
Hilarious.
Absolutely insane.
I know. It's so funny because Alex, my younger stepson, he was talking to me because him and Lisa are watching MASH together. And we were on a walk together, and he goes, did you know that MASH was originally a movie? And I was like, yes, I've seen the MASH movie. He's like, is it better than the show? And I'm like, well, the show went on forever, so who's to say?
Yeah.
But I'm like, the movie was good.
I've never seen the movie MASH.
The movie's good. You know who's in it? Bud Cork.
Oh, that's not who I was going to go for. Bud Cork.
Oh, the guy from Harold and Maude.
That's Bud Cork.
Yeah, Bud Cork.
I was going to say the other guy. Ross's dad from Friends.
Oh, Gould. Yes, he is in it.
Elliot Gould.
You know Gould. Barbara Streisand's husband. Old husband.
I didn't know they were married.
Weren't they?
I know she's married to James Brolin now.
Weren't Barbara Streisand
and Elliot Gould married? All right. So while you're doing that, I'm going to say Dr. Bunsen Honeydew shows Kermit his giant portable beaker-powered generator, which works like a hamster wheel with Beaker as the hamster.
They were.
Elliot Gould was confirmed married to Barbara Streisand.
They have a son together.
Really?
Jason Gould. You know what I always think of? I hate that I'm even bringing this up. But do you ever watch American History X?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
But Elliot Gould is in that movie.
Really?
And for a minute. And he plays Ed Norton's and Ed Furlong's mom, his boyfriend.
Okay.
And they're at dinner table or whatever. And, you know, Elliot Gould is Jewish. And Edward Norton in that movie is a fucking Nazi, and he has a big fucking swastika on his chest, and he rips it. It's horrible.
That's one of those movies that was like glorified when we were in high school by like weird skinhead kids in our school.
And I'm like, but the point of that movie, you miss the point of the movie.
They completely miss it. No, thank you.
You miss the point. But Elliot Gould is great. And he is great. He's Ross's dad.
You've seen that picture of Elliot Gould and Grover, right? We can bring it back to the Muppets really quick.
I love that.
If you haven't seen it,
fucking Elliot Gould.
He looks like Marc Maron.
He looks like Marc Maron.
In the dressing room, Miss Piggy attempts to give Buddy a karate lesson, but sees that he is already advanced. I was like, why the hell is Buddy Rich setting up a fucking board between these dressers that he's going to karate chop? Well, he was wearing a gi and a belt. It's ridiculous.
A gi?
That's what that's called. A karate gi.
Oh.
Barbara Streisand's nose looks fake there. She looks like she's wearing, like, it's attached to the glasses, oh, like, yeah. Groucho.
I think they both look beautiful in this picture.
I'm not saying that Barbara Streisand's not beautiful, but...
You were hating on Barbara Streisand's nose.
Is a word that's thrown around sometimes.
I love Barbara.
Backstage, the Swedish chef wears eyeglasses when going on stage. Right as the power goes out, Bunsen puts the... What the fuck is this? Backstage, the Swedish chef wears eyeglasses when going on stage. Right as the power goes out again, Bunsen puts the generator into overdrive by letting an angry tiger into the generator to make Beaker run faster. So, okay. We brought back this saber-toothed tiger, whatever kind of character. What the hell is this guy's name?
Butch.
Butch. This is his third episode. He's not even credited as Butch in this right now.
Because it was a stupid name and they finally realized.
In the first time when Beaker runs and his little eyes glow, that was very funny. I liked that.
Poor Beaker.
The idea of him running to power the whole show is a lot of fun, too.
You know that I'm back on this Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And you know that Ellen Burstyn. Speaking of, like, shitty movies that were popular when we were teenagers, mm-hmm. She's the mom in Requiem for a Dream.
No.
Don't you wanna?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that what he says?
Is her name Carol? And they're like, oh, Carol. Like, right? Like, she's watching an infomercial with Shooter McGavin. With Shooter McGavin from...
Christopher McDonald.
Yes. From Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's selling, like, weird diet meds, right? And then her refrigerator yells
she
at her.
She does take the diet medicine. She's like okay.
She's the only part of that. Like, I hate that movie. I really hate it. I don't know anybody who, like, loves it. I don't like a Darren Aronofsky film.
Jennifer
I'll be on
Connelly's
fucking
in that
the
movie,
record
so
saying
I have
that.
To be honest with you. Megan, even if the movie's shit, I'll watch anything with Jennifer Connelly. She's very attractive.
That Jennifer Connelly, that scene.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Can we not? Yeah. There are some scenes in that movie that fucking suck. But everything with Ellen Burstyn's character is actually
really
cool.
Were you talking
about
the one
really
where the baby
cool.
dies?
No, I'm talking about... The butt-to-butt scene.
Oh my God.
That movie's terrible. That movie's terrible.
Oh my God.
That movie's like really one of the main
Talk
reasons
about
that
a movie
I'll never
that was
watch a movie by that guy.
Glorified when we yes. were in high school. Mm-hmm. Requiem for a Dream.
Gross. Fight Club, Requiem for a Dream.
I would watch
American
Fight
History
Club,
X.
Though. I like Fight Club. I know, I'm awful.
You're part
I don't
of
know
the problem,
why
man.
I am part of the problem. I do like the movie Fight Club.
So the Swedish chef makes lighter-than-air souffle. When it rises and floats away, the chef shoots it down with a bow and arrow, and it comes down deflated frisbee souffle. Lighter-than-air souffle is... Oh, I don't know. I clicked it, and it brought up, like, basically a best-of Swedish chef thing. I thought this was going to be that it was, like, a part of something.
Wait. I'm so sorry. Darren... Aronofsky mm-hmm. was married to fucking my wife, Rachel Weisz.
Really?
Yeah, now she's married to Daniel Craig and has a baby with him, too. Mm-hmm. But.
Rachel I didn't know Darren Weiss. Aronofsky was married to anyone cool.
I mean, how did an American filmmaker get a sexy UK babe like Rachel Weisz?
I don't know.
Especially
either. One as creepy as he is.
Mm-mm. Okay, you could talk about the Muppets again, but that was just so upsetting to me.
Buddy meets Animal, led by Floyd, on a chain. Animal and Buddy have a drum battle on stage, and Animal, ever the sore loser, ends up throwing a bass drum at Buddy's head. This was a really fun bit when I was watching, and my wife says, I'm already mad at this because they're going to make Animal lose. And I was like, I agree. That's kind of bullshit.
I know. I don't think they should have made Animal lose. Ew, he did the whale. I couldn't watch that. I tried to watch that on
Megan, playing. Stop looking at Darren Aronofsky's
All right, well, he did Black Swan.
Whatever. Yes. The whale.
The wrestler. Did I watch this? I didn't
That's
watch
That's with
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke. And Todd Barry.
I've seen Pie. I've seen Requiem.
Mm-hmm.
Black Swan, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Whale tried to. Couldn't do it. All right, I'm ready to talk about the Muppets. Sorry.
The drum battle we're talking about.
I know. And this would have been so much better if Neil Peart was there. And then I was also thinking, like, this drum battle, they didn't do, like, what became popular, like, the double bass, like, the like, for hardcore, like, metal music. Yeah. Like, Lamb of God style drums. Well, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
This is a very, like, jazz sensibility, right? Like, yeah. That's Buddy Rich's cup of tea.
He's not you into, want a like, post-hardcore.
Yeah, he's not there yet. What do you think he would think of those drummers?
I don't know. He died in 87, so he'd probably hate them.
Oh, yeah. He didn't make it to that. He didn't make it to he honestly post-hardcore.
Watching from the afterlife, and he's like, I don't like this.
I can't even think of any bands besides Lamb of God. Name another band. Black Bubblegum, Dillinger Escape Plan.
Name another band. This is like when Billy Eichner was on the street and he was asking.
Poison the Well?
Name a woman. For a dollar.
Name a woman.
That's what you just did to me.
For a
dollar.
I can't
think of another band.
You know what I love about you, Doug?
What?
Is that you are always yourself, which I love. But I just am thinking about all these hardcore bands that our friends used to listen to. Uh-huh. And they all used to dress in black and be, like, super goth. And you? Nope. You just wore your regular color shirts and you never... You were like, yeah, these are my friends, but I'm not going to dress like them.
And then, like, senior year, like, that's when I discovered Belle and Sebastian. But meanwhile, people are like, oh, man, you haven't heard, like, the new... the new Dillinger? Like, yeah.
Are you going to go see, like, Dillinger at Chrome?
I'm like, yeah, we can hang out. Oh, you guys are going to go see Kitty and...
Kitty's pretty cool,
O-Tep?
Though.
I'll be good. I'll sit that one out. You guys have fun, though.
I always wonder, whatever happened to Mistress Julia from Uranium? You think she's living in Canada, living her best life?
Mistress Julia from Fuse TV show Uranium. I really wonder. I don't know. She seems like she could have a really, really strong right-wing following right now, don't you think?
She definitely has,
like,
an OnlyFans.
She leads some, like, incels on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I think so.
Good for her. Good for her.
She's not selling feet pics, but...
Who knows what she's selling?
At closing, Buddy feels...
Relieved? Happy?
At closing...
That Frank Sinatra didn't get asked to be on this show? Because I wish he did instead of him.
At closing, Buddy feels relieved that it wasn't a piano battle.
I just, like, hated how much he, like, called Piggy lard and stuff. I know Piggy, like, chopped him.
I'm not about that.
But, yeah...
Yeah, yuck.
He was so, and it was like, when he was insulting Piggy, it was one of those things where it was like, oh, nothing. Like, he said an insult, and Piggy was like, excuse me?
And now with you.
And he's like, oh, nothing.
When we started, and you said that, like, oh, he had, like, a history of being, like, kind of a fucking pain in the
ass.
Oh,
it was like, yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, that's that. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Yeah.
There is nothing that I hate more in humor than when people say something shitty. And then someone literally turns and says, what did you just say? And then they go, nothing.
Fucking nut up and say it again.
I know. Nut up or shut up. For I love real? That. Nut
you know,
up.
You know what I think fucking sucks eggs, Megan?
What, it does suck eggs. And you know what else? If you're going to make a fat joke, fine. But at least make it funny.
Yeah.
Because a fat joke is low-hanging fruit.
It's absolutely.
So you're fat. Ha, ha, ha. Okay.
What else?
I'm a fucking pig.
What
I'm
else?
I'm supposed to be fat. If I wasn't fat, would be an unhealthy
pig. It is,
pig.
Like, literally inherent of her nature.
Yes. So, shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Make it funny.
Yeah.
Fat, but,
oh,
like...
Like, if Gonzo was like, I love my chickens, but they have so many feathers.
Yeah. What's with these
and
feathers?
People are like, the chickens have so many feathers.
I know.
Like, yeah.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
These chickens have chicken feet.
All of them. Oh, they got chicken feet, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All around, Megan, this episode sucked eggs.
It wasn't the best episode, but...
You're going to love the next one. You want to hear the premise of the next one? Episode 523, Linda Ronstadt.
So excited about this.
Kermit has a crush...
Of course he has a crush on Linda.
Kermit has a crush on Linda, so Miss Piggy locks him in a trunk filled with Gonzo's fungus collection.
To be fair, the entire 70s had a crush on
Linda
Ronstadt.
Linda finds him, and they share a romantic moment. But Piggy locks him up again and drags the trunk on stage during Pigs in Space.
Okay. I have a feeling this is going to be an excellent episode, and I hope that she sings.
Oh, she's got it, right? This is probably going to be a great one.
There's one I see where she's singing, and I see that Floyd, Pepper, Janice, Animal, and Zeke are there.
Can you believe, Megan, this is the penultimate episode of The Muppet Show?
I am really sad.
That's insane.
It. Ooh, the UK spot. They better not cut the UK spot.
Stop looking at spoilers.
Oh my god, the UK spot looks so good.
Okay. So what we can say now, call to action. Watch the Linda Ronstadt episode with us. Join us here again next week.
This episode looks excellent.
Write us a nice review, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social media. Message us. Follow us on social media at ITTWTM. And until next week.
Thanks for the gumball, buddy.